I came to Bristol in 1977. I came from Pakistan, Kashmir, from a village. At the time, there was no roads, no electricity. Our house was the only one which is stone, and everybody else's house were made out of clay because my dad came to England. He had sent money to build a house. I remember arriving in England, white people basically. I thought, oh my goodness, I kept staring at them. I thought, naked legs, you know, so beautiful legs, beautiful people, nice hair. I didn't expect any ladies, the legs to be uncovered. The legs should be covered because that's what the way we were in where we come from. Everyone is fully covered. I was thinking, why do they have half naked legs? It must be because they're so beautiful. Because they're white. That's what I thought. Our journey from Heathrow to Bristol, and it was dark. All I saw was lights, more lights, more lights. It's just flashing, and I'd never ever had seen these lights before where I came from. But it took such a long time because we were so excited. We wanted to come and see the house. When we arrived, there were like people from our village who lived here. They had lots of nice food cooked for us, and they're just and coming in and you know greeting us, and it was so nice. They're really happy to see us, because then my mom would cook for everyone. My mom, she didn't like it because she stayed inside the house. We went to school, my brothers and I. We went to school. She most of the time she stayed home. She got quite depressed. She used to cry all the time. I liked being here. Even though our house was very cold, very damp, our toilet was outside, our kitchen was outside, our bath was inside. I thought it was amazing to what we came from. It was brilliant. It was amazing. We thought we were living the life. My father, he was quite well educated. When he came from Pakistan, he could read English. He did everybody's applications or passports and things. He was a clever man. Because I didn't go to school in Pakistan, I was very behind. He wrote the alphabet and the numbers and everything. And I learned it really quick, which is fine. Then I used to have homework, and I was doing my homework, and my dad came up and he said to my mom, "Oh, she's so clever." He was always busy working. He used to work in a factory somewhere. And then on a weekend, there's a bakery on a Friday night and Saturday night. He would phone them up and say, is a, you know, placement there today? Can I come? I don't know why my dad thought he had to work so hard. Why? Because we were here now in England. My grandmother was the only one who was in Pakistan. Everybody else was here. My dad didn't know the way to Hennamon Language Centre, so there's a boy who lived just by the bakery. He had recently come from Pakistan. He used to go to that school, so he asked his dad so he could walk with us to the school. We didn't have a clue how to cross the road, and I thought, he crossed the road, I'll cross the road. That was a stupid mistake. There's a red car. I can remember the colour of the car. But I could have died there. And my dad grabbed me and said, "Oh, first day she's gonna die." We were going in the morning, early in the morning. I had my brother, older brother, with me. And then two police officers were chasing a man. And I got really upset. I started crying. And then I kept saying, oh, to my brother, "They're gonna beat him up. Let's walk fast." And he said, "No, in England, police do not beat people up." The police actually caught the guy and they put handcuffs on him and they took him away. When we came home, he told everyone, oh, she was crying, and I was so embarrassed. He kept telling the story to every person who came to the house. But this is what they do in Pakistan. Every time police officers came to the village chasing a suspect, and people who were actually involved in that circle, they would be beaten up. And people like me, we were young children, we would run and hide. I was so scared of the police in Pakistan. I still am when I go back. We are not very strict family. We're quite liberal, and our children, we don't tell them to do, cover their head and cover their hair. We are Muslims, yes, but we came to England to better our lives here, which is what we are doing. Sometimes, my husband, when some people come to our house from different cities, we try play their games. I do like living here. I do like going shopping by myself. If I wanted to drink in a cafe in town, I could do that. If I wanted to go anywhere by myself, even in London, in Birmingham, whatever, I could do that. But in Pakistan, I wouldn't be able to do these things. Sometimes people are making fun of you. And sometimes people do make fun of you. They go out of their ways to make fun of you. It's true. Quite recently, actually. I went to the market about 3 weeks ago and I was quietly standing there and I was going to buy because they do a pound a bowl in fruit market and I kept saying I need to pay for this. I kept saying it to pay. They ignored me. Three of the guys ignored me. And they said, "Oh, she, look at her, look at her." They were making fun of me. I thought, if my sons were here, that you wouldn't make fun of me. This is wrong, you see. When you behave like that, you don't know the person you're making fun of. As you get older, you learn to accept things, I think. Yeah, when you're younger, you get angry. When people are making fun of you, it's stressful.